Now, looking at headlines like this, are these stories becoming more frequent?
Yeah, we have seen these kind of big headlines. There's also been a recent one from last year about a 14-year-old boy who tragically killed himself. There have also been countless anecdotes about other kind of psychological questions around ChatGPT, people falling in love with it. Not just ChatGPT, by the way, all of the other chatbots as well. You know, falling in love with it, being hospitalized after certain interactions with it, but also, you know, just general concerns about people using it as a kind of cheap therapist, right? Futurism's done some reporting on a help group called the Human Line, which has been set up to deal with these, reach out and help people who think they're going through AI psychosis or know people who they think are. Dozens of people have signed up to this. What I will say is just remember how many people are using these tools now. ChatGPT has 700 million active users every week. There are millions on all of the other ones as well. And every new technology does, of course, bring worries around misuse, violence. You know, imagine if cars were invented tomorrow, right? The amount of accidents on the road would cause an absolute scandal. But what I would say is the difference with this technology is its emotive power. Just this morning, I was posing as someone with suicidal tendencies to check the kind of response that ChatGPT would give me. And I was moved by the kind of answers it was giving me. It does feel like it really cares. And that's something that we've not seen in any technology in the history of humankind up until this point. So you can see how mentally troubled people might lean into these kind of feedback it's giving.